Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me for another wonderful and inspiring conversation. I know you will really enjoy the topic we're going to be discussing today. And for those listening for the first time, welcome to the show, because this program is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And to help you do that, I invite you to go to my website, which is whatwomenmustknow.com, and opt in there, because I have all sorts of special reports and I send the archive shows out so you never miss one of my fantastic shows. And you can also go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. So whatwomenmustknow.com, Facebook at What Women Must Know, is a wonderful way to just keep learning, keep getting the latest information and giving you the skills and resources to really make you empowered in your life. A couple of things I want to say before we jump into the wonderful show that I have planned for you. I will be participating in a program at an amazing retreat center called Rhythmia Advancement Center. It is in Costa Rica. I was there earlier in the year, and it was absolutely life-changing. So I want to announce that I will be returning the week of August 20th to August 27th, and you are all invited to come along, because this week is a phenomenal week that offers not just a cleansing, healing spa retreat with hydrotherapies and massages and volcanic clay baths and organic foods, but a variety of classes. Mine will be one of them, which I will be presenting my workshop, The Rejuvenation Code, The Keys to Getting Younger and Healthier. So that's incorporated in the program. And in addition to all of that, there will be the opportunity for those who choose to take that opportunity to experience the plant medicine ceremonies guided by traditional shaman. I have been very blessed. I've had opportunities to experience these plant medicine ceremonies that have been used for literally thousands of years by the Indians in the Amazon jungle in Peru and Colombia for profound healing, transformation, resolution of trauma, resolution of physical illnesses. It's a spiritual journey that we are embarking on. So this is all part of this amazing experience at the Rhythmia Adventure Center in Costa Rica. If you would like more information about it, you can also go to rhythmia.com/Selman event. That's rhythmia.com/Selman event, and you will learn more about the programs and what's on offer. And it's all-inclusive, one price, all-inclusive at a luxury resort, and that's August 20th to August 27th, an amazing week that I promise you will be an amazing transformational experience. So come join me. It'll be memorable. I can guarantee you that. So speaking of being memorable, I'd like to introduce the guest I have today and the topic we're going to be talking about. We're exploring the best solutions for wound healing, and my guest today is Marcus Freudeman. And Marcus has been a guest on my show several times, and he always has great information, but I particularly wanted Marcus to return today because of a personal experience I have had through the modalities that Marcus is very passionate about and educating people about. So just a little background here. When I was in Australia last year, I met with Marcus, which was always fun to catch up and see what he's doing. And he was sharing with me that one of his new passions is educating people about the power of ozone. And he's helped to create and manufacture a personal medical ozone generator. So if you don't know about it, don't worry, we're going to explain. But it is a way to take care of your own personal healing needs with the use of ozone, a very profound healing modality. So I brought this generator back thinking I was going to be using it for my own rejuvenation, which it does do well, but instead it had another purpose, as I discovered. And that purpose had to do to help my mother heal a wound that would have resulted in most likely an amputation if I didn't have access to ozone. She had a very large exposed wound on the back of her calf, just exposing muscle and tendon. It was not a diabetic wound, but it was like what happens to so many diabetics, that kind of wound that's just open and exposed to the air and very slow wound healing ability. So I took the ozone generator, I took the lessons I learned from Marcus, I instructed the nurse who's helping my mom, who is presently in rehab for this wound, and we started to bag it, fill a bag that surrounded her wound with the ozone. And I want to just tell everybody, and I'm so grateful to Marcus for this, and that is that all of her doctors are absolutely amazed and flabbergasted at the rate at which this huge open wound is staying clean and healing. And it's forming new skin. I mean, this is a massive wound, and it rarely heals in a 94-year-old woman. So it's been such a blessing to have access to this ozone generator and to have the guidance from Marcus, who really helped give me the instructions and the protocol to work with my mom, who is still using it and will absolutely heal that wound. At some point, you know, take some time. But it's clean and it's, you know, it's healing beautifully. So with that introduction, I just want to share a little bit about Marcus, and then we'll jump into this interesting topic about wound healing with ozone. So Marcus has dedicated the past 15 years to research and finding solutions to chronic degenerative diseases, including cancer. And Marcus learned from over 100 of the world's leading doctors and authored the book Healing Cancer with Common Sense. He also produced the documentary Cancer is Curable Now and is the founder and director of Truly Heal Academy, which offers accredited programs for functional medicine, certified health coaches, and health professions. So, as always, it's just such a pleasure to be talking to Marcus in Australia, in the beautiful part of the Sunshine Coast. So, hello, Marcus.
Hello, Cheryl. What a nice introduction.
Good morning to you, and this afternoon to everyone else here. So, you know, I am very grateful to you, Marcus. I know it's a bit of a long-winded introduction there, but I am just so thrilled with the ability to help my mother with a very difficult wound situation. And truly, if we didn't have ozone, there was nothing that I saw the doctors were doing. She was continually going in to the hospital to either to get more debriding of her wound or for surgery because there was infection and antibiotics after antibiotics. She had months of antibiotics. And since we've been doing this ozone treatment, the wound is clean, there's no more antibiotics, and she's coming back to her normal self, and I expect in a month or so to have her get out of rehab and get back home, and where she will continue the treatment. So thank you so much for what you have created and what you're doing, and I want everyone to know about ozone. I want everyone to know about all the healing, the healing ability that ozone offers people. And I also want people to know that part of our passion to get this message out will be a webinar that we will be facilitating on June 21st. And I'm going to just give this website out right now so people can start registering. It's free. It's at trulyheal.com /Selman, obviously, for my name, S-E-L-L-M-A-N. And if you go to trulyheal.com/Selman, you'll be able to get all the details, opt in, and be able to be on that webinar with us. And we also will be answering your questions and helping to explain just how important ozone is as part of one's healing resources. And truly, Marcus, I've known of ozone, and we've talked about this. Machines used to be thousands of dollars in order to have one that you can use in your home, and you have made a unit that is just so affordable so people can start using it whenever they need it. So Marcus, let's talk about ozone. Why is it that ozone has – let's talk about, first of all, what ozone is, because people hear about the ozone layer and, you know, all the problems with ozone, but we have to dismiss that myth. So we want to talk about what ozone is and why it's so powerful in this case for wound healing.
Well, let me just go back one step. You know, you said that I've 15 years of research and learning from doctors and traveling around the world and investing a lot into education. We educate over 6,000 students now worldwide, and it's you know, health is not an easy subject, and it's often you search for solutions that work for one and don't work for someone else. And when I started to put ozone together, and I know it was very targeted to boost the immune system and mostly for infectious diseases like infected wounds, infectious vagina, you have infections in Lyme disease, viral infections, and they all contribute to cancer, which is actually my main subject. So when we started to put that together, I was very anxious because it's not a fast treatment, but it's probably the most effective. So when we put it out and we got feedback and everyday feedback and everyday emails, and it just became overwhelming with people saying thank you for the change that they received, leaky gut, wound healing, like you, the same thing, you know, 50 years, slowly progressing, getting worse with diabetic neuropathy, and no chance, amputation, black toes, black legs, you know, the range is incredible. And all of a sudden, this whole thing disappears, and just by very simple treatments. And that's why I've invested now all my energy to educate more. We've created an ozone university where we really educate. I've invited the top leading experts in Germany. I'm flying to Germany next week. And then we do some very hands-on practical training videos. It will be amazing. This treatment needs to be out everywhere.
Wow, that is exciting. You know, I what I didn't get to say when I talked about my mother is that in a conversation with a friend who used to be an ER nurse, she said that she has seen in her many years of being an ER nurse all these really serious wounds come in with, you know, with very elderly people. And she told me that there has not been one case of someone coming in with those serious wounds like my mother had that didn't result in amputation. So she said, your mother is really a miracle. And I guess it's not my mother that's the miracle. It's the treatment that's the miracle that is facilitating this healing in a 94-year-old woman that normally would have really slow wound healing capacities and probably an infection would set in before the healing happened, right? Yeah. So, you know, so it's a miracle going on in my life. And it's not over till it's over in terms of our lives. And my mother is doing really well, and she's functioning really well. So, you know, she's only doing for a while longer.
And she's only doing one third of the treatment. We have to mention that.
Yeah, so I can only get her to do one third of the treatment. We'll talk about what the rest of the treatment is, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we have a really wonderful nurse that is applying this ozone treatment to her almost every day now. Yes, we'll talk about more. So explain, Marcus, why ozone, what ozone is. We didn't get to that part. What ozone is and why it is such a powerful modality for healing. And we'll start with those kinds of wounds, but we can go into all the other things that heals as well.
Okay. Ozone is a natural product. That's why it can't be patented. It happens when you have oxygen in a cloud, and now you have the cloud building up to a storm, and then you have lightning going through the cloud. And as soon as the lightning, the high electricity voltage, goes through the cloud, it splits two oxygen molecules, you know, like O2. It splits them apart, and that means we have a quivering singlet oxygen. And oxygen is not able, or singlet oxygen is not able to stay alone. It needs to attach to something. It's highly potent with energy. So it will attach to either back to the singlet oxygen and forms oxygen again, O2, or it attaches to O2, to an oxygen molecule, and becomes O3. And O3 is then ozone. So it's simply just a split oxygen molecule, and that one O attaches to oxygen, O2, and makes O3. That's all it is. Now, that means we have highly energized oxygen. And you can smell that after a storm, after lightning. And it's nature's way to keep the air clean. It's a disinfectant for our environment, for our world. So if we have lots of bacteria in the air, fungi, algae, candida, whatever, everything that is in the air that is cleaned out so that oxygen-rich air is not bound. And that's what is the natural process. So we've recreated, well, not me, but, you know, it started all with the electricity, but it's recreated in a little generator where you blow pure oxygen in. And in that generator, the lightning is recreated with a spark chamber, and that's where we produce ozone coming out. And the result that comes out is a concentration of ozone, which you can upregulate and have very high concentrated ozone, or more oxygen and only very little ozone in it. And that's what you use dependent on application. It's 100% safe. They did 5.5 million treatments with patients in Germany, controlled group, 23,000 practitioners, patients, 5.5 million treatments, and they checked the side effects and adverse reactions, accidents, incidents, everything. And there were 40 cases that had negative side effects, which persisted. You know, like you normally have a little bit of a side effect of a Herxheimer reaction, for example, if you have very high bacteria load, because you kill off some bacteria and then you feel with light headache or nauseated, and then you need to get rid of the toxins. But other than that, there was nothing. 40 incidents out of 5.5 million treatments, when you do the calculation, that results in 0.507, so 0.00007 accident rate. And Panadol has 0.04. So we are on the safest site we can be. And therefore, it's kind of ridiculous that they do not allow human testing. They prohibit this treatment by all means in all Australia, New Zealand, America. And it's very popular all of Europe, all of Russia. China is using it. And there is no legal limitations. But in America, it's, let's say it that way, it is an assault to medicine, because it's so cheap and you produce one treatment, if you calculate, for about 10 pennies, you know, 10 cents. And that's a treatment worth where no pharmaceutical company, no one else earns money but the doctor. And that's why they ban doctors from using it. They prohibit, if you promote ozone as a treatment in a clinic, then you can lose your license. We had four clinics.
Wait, this is in the U.S.? Wait, is this in the U.S. or Australia?
US. Yes, U.S. and Australia.
There, but there are doctors using it in the U.S.
Yeah, in Arizona and Nevada, under the law of, what is it, homeopathic license. And there is clinics who use it for certain disinfection reasons, but it's not promoted as a cancer treatment. It's not promoted as a wound healing treatment. It's certainly not promoted for leaky gut and vaginal infections. It's not even allowed to have human testing. So that's kind of really scary, and that's why there is a few doctors who do it. You know, very famous ones are Dr. Schallenberger and Dr. Robert Rowan, who speak up and go against, but they've been prosecuted, they've been harassed, they've been in trouble, and that's why it's on the risky side if you join as a doctor into that program.
Right, but we have to say it is totally legal for a person to do it for themselves.
Yeah. No, I always say you can smoke legally and kill yourself.
Right.
So you can do anything to heal yourself. That's why my frustration in this field was getting so big. No matter where we went, doctors were scared, they were nervous, they were anxious. There is now SOPMED in America, in Colorado Springs, which is a great event all about ozone and oxidative therapies. And that's fantastic. So they teach it to doctors, but it's a huge reluctance and a scare to join in because of that fear of losing license. But for patients, it's a dream treatment. And that's probably one of the most important points. If you go to a clinic, you have an hour waiting time, then you have an hour treatment, and then you have a driving time back and forth. You have the cost of a doctor. Then it adds up into quite an astounding fee. And
well, I have
if
to
you calculate
say,
that.
I just want to jump in to say that my mother's wound care doctor, the head of the department, knew nothing about ozone. Neither did her vascular surgeon. None of these extremely well-educated, highly competent people knew anything about ozone, and they weren't particularly interested, even though they saw remarkable healing happening for my mother. So, there you go.
I had one client coming back. She was booked for amputation. And she said, Marcus, you're my last hope. I'll just try it out, and I'll report back. And she sent me pictures from before, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't think that's going to help, It really looked very scary. And then she started to report that feeling comes back and that she has more blood circulation, and then the toenail was repairing. She came back. It's now about 4 months, 5 months. The doctor saw the change. It's not black, the leg, anymore in the toes. It's normal skin color. And blood circulation is well. The wound has closed up, and the infection is gone, and it's healing. And she went to the doctor and said, look what I've done. And he said, oh, okay, well, you seem to be with the right person now. Did not ask. And she said, I would like to show you and show what I did. And he said, no, I'm not interested.
I know. It's too scary. So
really
let's go
bad.
Back as to why ozone facilitates such profound healing.
Well, let's say it that way. It just provides energy to the immune system. That's probably the most profound point. When you have a white blood cell, and the white blood cell needs oxygen in order to work. So that's they have a respiratory burst, an oxidative burst, to kill bacteria, to kill fungi, to kill mold, to kill virus. They need 100 times more oxygen than they normally use. So as soon as they go into a chase and chase bacteria, they need 100 times more oxygen. And that is produced to create the hydrogen peroxide and the killing effect. So it's a requirement for them to have. When you do ozone treatment, you provide the body with highly energized oxygen, and that's what they can use. That's number one. So it activates and mobilizes your immune system and gives them, like the bullets or the gun to fire against bacteria. The second part, it is a very highly activating element to produce or to instill ATP production, energy production, again in cells. So it activates the cells to work properly with oxygen instead of into a fermentative state, which is very important. That's when cells slowly turn into cancer cells, mutate or die off in a highly inflamed state. So it's anti-inflammatory. And the third part, which is, in my point, the best you can do when you're healthy, you use ozone because you boost your enzyme shield that protects every cell. You know, every cell, and I don't need to tell you that, but I'd like to explain it a little bit more detailed. Every cell has an enzyme shield, which is out of glutathione peroxidase, catalase, you know, all those different enzymes that when a virus comes and wants to dog onto that cell and multiply within the cell, use the cell as a host, they bounce off. That enzyme protective shield knocks them out or even kills them. So that's why when you are highly oxygenated and you have that strong enzyme shield, you go into a room with lots of sick people and nothing happens. You don't get sick. Whereas a person who has a very low enzyme shield, where the cells are not protected, they catch virus, they catch bacteria, and that's usually when you have already an infected system. You have co-infections, you have problems, and then, or your health is not strong, you're laying, you're not moving anymore, which means your oxygen levels go down, and then your oxidative shield, that protective shield, vanishes. And then all bacteria, all infections can spread more and more. And that's why as soon as you use ozone, you build up that enzyme shield. It encourages the production of all those enzymes that your cells need to protect themselves.
Well, that's, you know, that's really getting down to the fundamental mechanisms of how our body can heal and repair from whatever. From whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to talk about some of the other benefits, but before we do that, let's just stay a little bit with wound healing. So I talked about my mother's massive exposed wound, just no skin, just exposed tissue, muscle, tendon. But it also can be used for things like burns, right? So talk a little bit about
radiation,
that.
Radiation burns, everything. See, tissue repair. Let's just say it that way. They use it in beauty. One of the biggest branches at the moment is beauty with ozone, skin rejuvenation, scar tissue that repairs. If you have wound healing, you would not find any naturopath or practitioner in Germany when you go in and you have open skin, radiation burns, burn wounds. The most significant thing is immediately wash it off with ozone water, bag it with ozone, and then have systemic ozone, because the process of healing, the tissue repair, is expedited by factor four. And there is over 400 research studies and papers in Germany that prove with an 82% success rate that it works. You know, 82% is high.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably impossible with any kind of medication to reach those levels. And what it does is mainly, see, who repairs your skin? Who repairs wounds? It's your white blood cells. And when they go into an area and they start to clean up and they repair and they build tissue, it's the pus that comes out are dead white blood cells that killed off bacteria. So it's a full-on repair mechanism. And with ozone, we have another factor that I forgot to mention before. Blood circulation, it makes the blood more pliable, so red blood cells can carry more oxygen and become smoother, softer. They can fold into the fine capillaries, which means you can bring the oxygen even to the smallest wound in areas which are not well circulated. For example, elderly people or diabetic neuropathy from smoking or from diabetes, their capillaries in their legs are too clogged up. So there's no more oxygen coming to it, and that's why it dies off. That's why it gets black. And then infections can grow because there is no immune system active there. So by having more pliable blood cells and more oxygen content in the hemoglobin, you revitalize those areas and stimulate them again to life. And it compensates for so many problems in that area. That's why wound healing is so extremely affected by it.
Well, yeah. So, okay. So we talked about wound healing. We talked about people who have these open sores or diabetic wounds. We talked about the role of ozone in helping to heal any kind of burn that may be going on. So anytime
ulcer,
there's
pressure, ulcers, lesions, you know, like it's like a bust.
Yeah, yeah. You know. So that's it. So there's anything that's exposed. That did we talk about how ozone can kill bacteria and viruses? Did we touch that on that? Because I think that has to be emphasized. Why?
True.
In case of my mother, that wound, which was always getting infected and having to be on rounds and rounds of antibiotics, are no longer necessary now that she's using the ozone. Talk about that.
Well, there's two factors. Yeah, there's two factors. Number one, it kills on contact ozone directly. It kills on contact bacteria, fungus, mold, and virus. Now, in clinics, in standard conventional clinics, they sterilize their equipment with ozone, so they know that it works. So it's not a miracle. It's something they know it works. So they sterilize all the scissors and all the things with ozone. It's a standard of care. Then when they use it on the skin, we would say, okay, it kills off all pathogens. But at the same time, we know because of that singlet oxygen, it stimulates our immune system. Plus, it activates healthy cells because healthy cells need that energy and take it up. And that makes it the only treatment in the world that is selective. It promotes your healthy cells to work better, and it kills off unhealthy cells and infected cells. Plus, it kills off bacteria, fungus, and mold on contact. That's why a lot of people put a little ozone generator into a moldy cupboard and let it run in there so that it kills off all the mold and all the bacteria in the walls, and it's used for house disinfection. It's a very simple process.
Right. I think we should upfront talk about some of the concerns that people have about ozone, because there are people who are very wary of ozone and think that it can be dangerous if it's used. So let's talk about that.
The only thing that needs to be watched out for is that you don't breathe it in. That's the only thing. When you look at all your body cells, internally, externally, they all have this enzyme shield to protect themselves, and they all thrive with oxygen, except your lung cells. In your lung, those little particles, they are not protected when you breathe in ozone. So it's damaging to your lungs. It causes irritation in low levels, you know, like coughing, and in high concentration when you breathe in ozone, it causes like reactions of coughing and convulsing. So that's why they say ozone levels in the air need to be below a certain degree to be healthy. Now, after a lightning storm and thunder, you realize it, and it's healthy to breathe in. But that's where they measure the ozone levels. And that's why when we do treatments, we need to be careful that we just don't blow ozone into the room where we work. We do it very controlled so that it doesn't really escape into the room, so that it goes into the destruct unit. We deliver with our ozone generator a little destroyer, and that converts ozone back into oxygen. So when I do a bag treatment or I have any kind of open treatment, that I can get rid of the ozone without any problems. Now, if you do it by an open window, you know, or have an open air, or you have a fan blowing and you have a big enough room, you don't need to worry about that because the concentration that we use is so low that it's always within the legal means. But that's the only thing where we need to be careful, that you don't breathe in ozone. And in all our training, in all our videos, we emphasize that very strong so that there is no risk of exposure to ozone to your lungs.
You know, and one other thing I think we should mention, we talk about ozone and the use for these wounds or burns. There are several ways it should be done, the way or can be, or should be done, but not all of them necessarily being used. I'm certainly not doing all of it with my mother right now. So the first step is to put the area, the limb that has the wound, encased in a bag. So you provide these special bags that can go all the way up to, you know, in the case of my mother, it goes all the way up to her knee, and we kind of tie it off. So her leg is encased in this bag, where the ozone is pumped into. So it's contained in a specific area and highly concentrated, and that open wound is being covered with, you know, the ozone gas is permeating the entire bagged area. So it can't escape except in that little unit that you've developed that turns it back into oxygen. But it's a bag that holds the ozone gas, and it just circulates for 30 or 45 minutes until that treatment is over. So, you know, so for people who are wondering how you do that, that's how you do it. There's a bag, and you can put that bag and secure it any part of your body, whether it's a foot or a hand or a finger or someplace on your abdomen even. You can tape that bag in properly so the ozone remains in a very focused, concentrated area. But there are other parts of healing that you recommend that I haven't quite been able to get my mother to do yet, but, you know, I know you keep encouraging me. So let's talk about how else to raise the oxygen levels within the body.
The main procedure normally in a clinical environment would be, first you produce ozone water, and that takes 5 minutes. You bubble high concentration ozone in cold water. The colder the water, the more ozone is taken up, or singlet oxygen is taken up, and you produce a bottle of ozone water, fill that into a little spray bottle, and then you spray that over the wound to disinfect and wash off the wound. And this is already an incredible, because until the gas penetrates into and through the pus into the skin, it's a lot easier. You wash off with ozone water because it's completely sterile, and it's sterilizing to wash off that body first with, or the wound off with, ozone water. Then you do the bagging, like you explained. You put the wound into a bag. The smaller the area around the wound, the more effective it will be. So sometimes we just tape off a little square directly over the wound. And if it's like the whole calf, then you would put the whole calf in. Or if it's only the toes, you would only put in your foot so that only the toes are isolated. The smaller the area, the more effective, because it's higher concentrated on that area. And then you would, when you take off the bag, you can squeeze out the bag completely onto the ozone destruct unit, and then you don't smell anything. There is no, you smell it, but it's no big amounts of ozone in the air. And then you do a bit of ozone oil, and we've managed to get hold of the best ozone gel. It's produced in Germany. It's a 14-day procedure to squeeze that ozone into olive oil. It's an incredible procedure, and that gel is so highly effective that when you put that on afterwards as a dressing, it keeps on supplying the wound with energy and ozone. And then you just tape it up with a little bit of cotton or some, you know, bandage, and leave that so that it can still breathe and is not completely, you know, under plastic, so that it sweats. A lot of wounds heal a lot faster if they're covered with just gauze or cotton pads and with that ozone oil underneath. And that's it. And as I said, we've seen miracles happen every day.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot the most important.
Okay, what's that?
Most important. Well, that's all external. That's all the treatment of the wound externally. And if you take all of those ozone water, ozone oil, and bagging, that compensates, let's say, for 30 to 40% of the treatment. Now, we want a systemic treatment. See, the main problem with wound healing is that we need to have high oxygen levels in your blood so that when they go down to the legs, that they reach there. And we want the blood to be pliable, very soft, so that we reach fine capillaries. And that's what you achieve by having rectal ozone insufflations. Now, a lot of people are scared of doing that, but it's so simple. When you look at the catheter, you know, it's 3 millimeters or 5 millimeters thick, so it's very thin. It's soft. It has a nice round cap. It has two little holes where the ozone blows out. You have an ozone bag. You fill that with 100 to 200 milliliters of ozone. And there is what we call the CUBA protocol.
Cuba has done a lot of study comparing autohemotherapy, you know, the major thing where they take blood out, they wash it with ozone, put it back in, which is a procedure, and people are afraid of those massive big needles. And they compared that major autohemotherapy with rectal ozone insufflations, and three major autohemotherapies are compensated with five rectal insufflations. So you have the same end result by doing five rectal insufflations. So what we do is we start Monday till Friday. In the morning, you fill 200 milliliters or 100 milliliters into a little bag, put the catheter, dip that a bit into olive oil or ozone oil, and then you insert that into your rectum, and then squeeze that 100 milliliters, you know, it's really a tiny amount, into your colon after you had your bowel movement. And then that gives you a systemic reaction, which produces heat shock proteins on cancer cells. It produces heat shock proteins on bacteria. It immediately primes your immune system to work triple as hard, and it produces new red blood cells in your bone marrow, which take up more oxygen and release it faster and are more pliable. Now, if you do that for 4 weeks, and I show you results on our website, you know, it's mind-blowing. I'll show them during the webinar. When you see the results of mucosa, mucous membrane, before, after a colonoscopy, before and after a four-week treatment, you know that this is the most mandatory part of the treatment. I know it's difficult if a nurse has to do it, but it's so fast. I do it every morning, and it takes me 4 minutes. Maybe in the beginning 6 minutes, but it's super easy. It's super fast. And then when you are done, you had your little wind up your butt. Then you fart that 10 minutes later, you know, discreet. It's completely harmless, and it has done its effect.
So, you know, combining all those approaches, if you have a topical wound, but then using it in this rectal insufflation, so it's absorbed throughout every single cell of your body, which is why it's such a popular treatment for rejuvenation, regeneration, not just people dealing with chronic illnesses, but it just helps to support the body's ability to function optimally. I mean, you know, when we talk about regeneration or rejuvenation, it's just enhancing the function of the body to be able to, you know, increase oxygen levels and detoxify better. That's what we want. So whether someone is dealing with a chronic illness or a chronic wound or just wanting something that will help them maintain their optimal health and vitality, this is available for all these different reasons. I also want people to understand that this is like a home unit that the whole family can use, because it can help with anyone who does get a wound or a serious burn, but also it helps with sinus infections and ear infections. So can you talk a little bit about that, Marcus?
Yeah. Look, the array of things that you can treat with is absolutely incredible. We have the possibility to treat every mucous membrane. And this is, I think, the most important part. Mucous membranes absorb mucous membrane filters the outside world from the inside world. We have blood, plasma, and our organs inside. And we have the outside world in form of air, in form of what we drink and eat. And when you take the mucous membrane, is like that filter. Through that mucous membrane, everything that is good for us should go in, and everything that is bad, like bacteria, and should stay out. And those mucous membranes are in your sinus. They are in your tonsils. They are in your thymus. They are in your whole gut lining and your skin. So when you treat the skin or you treat your sinus areas, they filter through and repair. That's where your immune system actually lives. So using it for sinus, for ear infections, using it for vaginal infections, colon cancer, rectal cancer, prostate cancer, these are the most affected by them. You can use them for melanoma. You can use it for myeloma. It's It's a huge variety of diseases that we can treat directly with ozone. And what I just said, you know, the biggest issue with our gut lining, it filters what should stay outside, bacteria, undigested proteins, undigested foods, and from the inside world. So if you have leaky gut, for example, and food particles and everything goes through into your bloodstream or into your plasma, then your immune system is full on alarm and needs to double shift, you know, work extra hard to get rid of that. And that's where ozone heals that mucous membrane. It activates the immune system to work hard, to repair all those little holes, the leaky gut holes. And from that on, you can see that about 50 diseases that are listed as secondary diseases of leaky gut and food sensitivities just vanish. And that's why our biggest effect that we had so far was on leaky gut. I have probably about 65 testimonials now with leaky gut, with tests before, gut permeability tests before and after. And when you see how fast it repaired, how fast in 4 weeks your gut is back to a non-inflamed state, it's just overwhelming.
You know, that's so exciting for people to hear, because this thing called leaky gut, which has gotten a lot of publicity, it's a high-profile issue because we have damaged the lining of our gut due to exposure to toxins, to chemicals, to, you know, antibiotics, to vaccinations, heavy metals. All of these things that we take into our body have contributed to damaging the lining of our gut and creating these large gaps that allow various food particles to escape into the bloodstream, which they aren't meant to go there. So healing leaky gut is a challenge for people. It's not an easy thing to go in and repair and create an intact mucus lining within that gut. It takes time, effort, you know, it's a variety of modalities, and they're not all effective. So what you are saying is through ozone, you can more rapidly repair that damaged gut lining.
Again, 79% success rate for leaky gut, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, IBS, IBD. this is phenomenal. When I heard about the treatment, and when we traveled around the world visiting all the clinics, they all used it, and they all have it as a mandatory part of their program. And they all said, look, this is something we do for infectious diseases and for wound healing and to help with the immune system and. And you hear that, but it doesn't register, or it doesn't register at the level it should. And because it was everywhere, somehow it just became a normal entity. We reported about it in our movie, but it was not that exclusive. And when I tested it myself, and this is how I got to ozone, one of the doctors that we interviewed, he works with children with celiac disease, and he said, Marcus, probably the most important treatment of all is our rectal ozone insufflations for all our kids. They get in the morning, just 50 milligrams, very small amount of ozone, rectal ozone, and we start that with toddlers and with little babies in the age of 4 months. I was like, wow, okay. And that works. And then he showed me all the research studies. He sent me the research studies. And I thought, okay, I'll try that for myself, because I had gut permeability, I think, on a 74% ratio. So very, very high. High lactose intolerance, high food sensitivities. And I thought, okay, I can't lose anything. I'll try it out. And that's when I bought my very first device, $5,000 in Germany, Humaris, one of those professional devices, and started. And within a matter, you know, I'm not very diligent. I do things, you know, now and then. Broke off several times, cheated food in between. And then at one stage, I said, now I pull it through, and did 6 weeks of rectal insufflations, and had my Genova test before, gut permeability test from Genova before, and had it after. And it was completely reduced. It was completely gone. I was back to square, normal, you know, normal gut. Mm-hmm. And when you talk to someone who had his whole life, I have diarrhea, my whole life. You know, I always wonder, how do I get weight when I lose everything so fast? And the first time in my life, I had formed stool. And this is just absolutely amazing. So my life has completely changed. And that's when I became curious and started to learn more and more and more about it. So I came from the leaky gut angle, and I love it.
Yes, that's so inspiring to hear your own personal story. And I know you have so many testimonials now, people who've been using the machine that you developed. Can you just talk a little bit about your ozone generator that you helped to bring to market here?
I wouldn't say it's something special. What my intent was, because there is many ozone generators available, but some of them have outdated technology. Some of them are very expensive, overpriced, in my opinion, from Germany and from America. And then there is also always that legal process. Can I take it into a clinic, and is it a legal, CE approval and all the other security approvals? So I was searching very long, and then I found something, a company that produces in Italy a spark chamber, which is a lifetime warranty, high quality grade, triple quartz glass with a spark chamber that has all those electrodes like the top expensive devices. And we put that into a small home device, and it was a long process. I had two engineers working with me. And now we have a device which works absolutely. It's now the third generation. And this device works absolutely stunning. It has everything that you need. But that was the smallest part. I have to admit, that was the easiest part of all. Ozone degrades and dissolves plastic, petrochemicals. So the bigger problem was to get all those ozone treatment bags, ozone insufflation bags, ozone catheters. And to put a package together so that you, when you get it, can do all those treatments. So when you order the device, you want to be able to do a nasal treatment, a ear treatment, a rectal insufflation. You want to do the back treatment, and you want to do your oil and cream. So to put all of those pieces together, we get some from Italy, we get some from Canada, some from America, a lot from Germany, and all of that is put together into one bundle now. And that's, I think, what makes our product unique. You don't need to shop around and search and look for what works and what doesn't. It's all in one package. You even get the flow regulator that controls the speed of the oxygen so that you can set the different settings. And we got now commercially approved for, Germany is probably the most difficult to get into clinical environments. And we got the commercial CE approval, which means it's possible to have it in a clinic, in a commercial environment with all the licenses to it.
So very exciting. And we are going to be creating for everyone a webinar, because I think it really is important to see the before and after photos that you have, the pictures of people, and understand this technology. I am all about making sure that we have at our fingertips the resources to look after ourselves and our family. So when any situation, any disaster, any health crisis happens, we have those abilities to start taking care of ourselves and our family. So that's, I have a bunch of different technologies, and this ozone generator is now a key part of it, and as I was saying earlier in the show, it played such a role in helping my mother heal her massive wound that had no other solution available to her. There was nothing else offered to her, Marcus, as you know. So I want everyone to make note that on Wednesday, June 21st, we're going to be doing a free webinar. And you can go to trulyheal.com/Selman. That's the URL that lets you opt into that webinar. And you'll learn more. You'll learn all of the healing modalities, the ways that ozone can really support the body to rejuvenate, regenerate, to recover from anything. So that's trulyheal.com/Selman.
Can I
go? go there, and you'll get all the details about that event, which is going to be in the evening. My evening, Marcus's morning.
I'll just spell it very short. Truly, truly, heal.com/SELLMAN, Selman. So just one thing I forgot to mention, and I think this is one of the key elements. A lot of people use antibiotics, and they become resistant to it. I have 6 research studies showcasing how antibiotic-resistant bodies start to react again and work with antibiotics after ozone treatment. So just 2 or 3 ozone rectal insufflations, and all of a sudden the antibiotics started to work again and took on charge, and they could reduce the wound in a very fast way. So it really is mandatory. And I also want to let everybody know, our webinars are not just slideshows. I have a slideshow which I show you, but I have a camera set up here in the studio where we can show you exactly how to use the equipment. So we build it up and we show everything so that you realize how simple and how easy it is.
Yeah, so it's fun. So I hope you all come along, trulyheal.com/Selman, June 21st, and you'll get lots more information, or you can go to my website. I'll have information up there. So Marcus Freidemann, thank you so much for your great information, your passion, your entrepreneurial skills that have brought all this to us. And I am particularly grateful to you, as you know, what I've been sharing throughout this conversation, how much this has changed and extended the life of my mother. So I am eternally grateful to you, Marcus. So I hope all of you will really pay attention and come and learn and open your minds to what's possible. And I guess we'll talk again June 21st, Marcus. Thanks again for joining us from the Sunshine Coast in Australia. And we've come to the end of this really exciting show, so I want to thank all of you listening today. I want to, I know we talked about a lot of things. I want to just go back with that information about my one-week retreat. I'll be participating at rhythmia.com/Selman event if you want to learn more, and come and join me in magnificent healing Costa Rica. And one last thing, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. That's my message for you today, as always. Until next time, take care, be well. Thanks so much. Bye for now.